As we get into the cold winter months, of course, people turning up the heat, wondering about, food costs, heating costs, rather. And, of course, then they're worried about food costs. And
Paying the bills.
It sort of slides right into this story because we were talking about it earlier this week that people are going to have to expect to pay more for their groceries in the coming year, and all because of climate change. Now, according to the Canada Food Price Report, which is out, the 2020 edition, climate change will contribute to about a 4% increase in food prices. And, it's a collaborative work, this report done between Dalhousie University and Guelph University. And Dalhousie Agri-Food Analytics Lab Director and lead author, Sylvain Charlebois, joins us live now to discuss this increase that's expected. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how much extra, 4%, what does the average family spend on food through the course of a year?
So for this year, 2019, an average family of four in Canada would have spent $12,180 on food. So that would include restaurants and grocery shopping. And so you would have to add an extra $487 in 2020 to buy the same thing. So 4% basically equates to about $500, which is actually the highest increase we expected. This is our 10th edition, and this is the highest amount we've seen so far.
And what's contributing to it? I mentioned in the introduction, climate change. Is this really what's causing it primarily?
Well, it's every year climate change is a big factor. Of course, it's always hard to slap a coefficient in terms of how much climate change is affecting food prices. But I can give you many examples of how climate change is affecting food prices. For example, this year with vegetable prices went up 12% in 12 months. And that's due to some recalls hitting California and Arizona. And now, at the surface, you may think, well, this is a food safety issue, but actually, no. Because of all the droughts they experience in California and Arizona, they have to go and get water, contaminated water, from afar, and of course, the water they use to spray fields is contaminated. So that's one example of how climate change is affecting food prices. For 2020. The big category, the big story is meat. We are expecting meat prices to go up significantly due to what's going on in China.
Really?
Yep, absolutely. So China is the largest pork consumer in the world, right? With 1.4 billion people. You have to feed them, and of course they love pork, and they're buying pork everywhere around the world because of this swine fever affecting their herds. And so they've called millions of pigs, and they need animal protein, so they're buying pigs from Australia, Brazil, and of course Canada. Same for beef is also being purchased by China all over the world. And so it's putting a lot of pressure on those two sectors. And of course, as a consumer, eventually it will catch up to us in 2020, and we're probably going to have to pay more.
Pretty simple. Demand goes up, price goes up.
Actually, there's a bit of a paradox going on with meat, because meat consumption is actually dropping. So a lot of people this week are saying, well, Sylvain, how come prices are going up when demand is going down? Well, it's pretty simple. Demand for meat products is usually quite robust. In other words, if you actually go to the meat counter to buy a piece of meat, you're going to buy a piece of meat no matter what price it is, especially now, because a lot of people are looking at vegetable proteins and other sources. But if you look at beef and pork, the likelihood to purchase is actually quite high.
Hmm. So that part of the market is a growth area, though, I guess, in terms of food prices, like the Beyond the Beef kind of burger, or not fake meat, but vegetable protein versus actual beef or pork or chicken.
I don't know if products like Beyond Meat or plant-based protein products are popular in Newfoundland.
Yeah, they are.
But they are very popular elsewhere in the country. And so what we're seeing right now are Canadians that are still attached to meat. I mean, they still 91% of Canadians actually still buy meat on a regular basis, but they are buying less of it, and they're attracted by these new products. And what we're expecting in 2020, if you want some a bit of good news, is that plant-based products are likely to drop in price. They're going to get cheaper because of more competition.
What about the situation that happened here on the South Coast? Not sure if you heard about the salmon die-off. About 2.6 million salmon died. I mean, that would have to have an impact on supply within the market as well, something like that.
So this is a good point there. I mean, for fish and seafood, we're expecting prices to go up by 2 to 4%. It's actually one of the categories that is going to be affected by food inflation. This situation, again, this is due to climate change. Absolutely. And so with new policies in place, you are likely going to increase significantly the cost of production for that category. And so I don't think it's going to happen in 2020, but eventually it will catch up to consumers.
Interesting. Not the news people want to hear going into the new year, for sure. Thanks for this morning. Appreciate your insight, sir.
My pleasure. Take care.